The 400,000 people crossing the U.S.-Canada border every day are often subject to lengthy delays. But now there may be some relief to people traveling by water, train, or bus. Our Canadian correspondent, Vaughn Palmer, joins us with more. Vaughn, welcome back.
Good afternoon, Ross. Always great to hear you talking about hockey, our national sport.
We try to fit it in there. Vaughn, I've noticed when I'm on a bus going to Canada, I have to get off the bus at the U.S.-Canadian border, take all my luggage with me to clear customs, then get back on the bus and stow my luggage again. But will this agreement streamline that process?
There is another way to do it. It's a little different. I find it, if I fly to San Francisco through Victoria, I go through customs and immigration in San Francisco like anyone else arriving from a foreign country, and it can be a pretty long lineup. If I fly through Vancouver, however, I clear U.S. customs and immigration in Vancouver. There are a number of Canadian cities now where that is possible under an agreement regarding air travel. So the principle they're talking about here is extending it to other forms of travel between Canada and the United States. What the American government would do is locate its customs and immigration people in Canada. That's how the airport thing works. I'm cleared by Americans to come into the United States, but they happen to live and work in Vancouver International Airport. So that's the idea. They also would like the two countries, in principle anyway, to extend this to the movement of commercial goods as well. Look, travel between Canada and the United States, movement of commercial goods and travel, is still below the level it was pre-9/11. That's what's happened. It's obviously related to all the security concerns that have arisen post-9/11, but the two countries are sort of groping their way, or trying to grope their way, back to where things were and where things stood in the year 2000.
So customs officials would be in Canada to clear you across the U.S. border coming south. What about from this end? Would Canadian officials be in this on this side of the border to clear you once you got on a train or a bus, and to, so you wouldn't have to stop going north?
I guess the agreement would allow that. I don't know if that happens all that much. It's mostly a reflection of it's really a special deal for Canadians regarding the very long lineups that occur and delays at American airports. And so the idea would be to extend it. I don't know if there's been as much problem going north. Now, that may change. Canadian travel to the United States is down dramatically this year, about 15% last year, expected to go down again, because the Canadian dollar has declined. There's been about a 20% drop in the value of the Canadian dollar. It's down below 80 cents. Canadians are not going south as much as they used to back when it was at par. So we may see a significant influx of Americans coming north because Canada is now much more of a bargain than it was a few years ago.
That's why I've been going to Canada. The dollar is mighty again against the Canadian dollar.
Yes, it is, and fuel prices are down as well. So I can tell you the tourist industry in this country is looking forward to what they expect to be a banner year because of that. Here on Vancouver Island as well, you know, there's the thought that people, Americans, will come back in levels we haven't seen for a long time. Americans, too. There's been a large jump, as you will know, in the number of Americans who have a passport. You need a passport to get in and out of the two countries now, and a lot more Americans have them. So the hope is that we will see a banner year for Americans. This agreement that was announced this week, Ross, it requires legislation in both countries. You tell me how long it takes legislation to get through Congress these days. Do they ever pass anything?
Oh, my hopes are dashed with that news.
It'll take a while. Here, it'll be passed here quickly because it's in Canada's interest to return to, as I said, the levels of movement of goods and travel that existed back in the last decade.
Vaughn Palmer, columnist for the Vancouver Sun, is our guest. Vaughn, you and I have been talking about news from Canada for more than 20 years, and
yes,
there's one topic that keeps coming up. Unlike Washington cities, Victoria does not treat its sewage before dumping it into the Strait of Juan de Fuca. This has long been a sore point for many Washington state communities that have been paying to treat our sewage.
Yep.
Now, there was an agreement, but there's another delay. What's going on here?
Yes, there's another delay. 2023 now. Regional government here, the last attempt to treat sewage, to build a sewage treatment plant, collapsed when the local government in that area rejected it. The region has now fractured. There's two different groups looking at sewage treatment. So the completion date has been put off to 2023. For those of you familiar with the calendar on this, British Columbia's Premier Mike Harcourt made an agreement with Mike Lowry of Washington, remember him, in 1993 we agreed to start treating our sewage. So if we make it by 2023, that'll be what, 30 years?
Wow. Is this really a delay, or might Victoria never treat its sewage? What do you think?
Is this never is such a final word, Ross. I prefer to think that we will continue to have the best of intentions and study the matter. But look, this is a huge setup because they can't agree on where to put the sewage treatment plant, and the agreements for federal and provincial support for the project are in danger of expiring as well, and the budget number, I have to think, is phony since it's predicated on a plan that doesn't exist.
Oh, my. Vaughn, I just hope before you and I retire, we'll have finished talking about the sewage treatment.
We may finish talking about it, but how old will we be if it comes online in 2023?
I don't know. Vaughn Palmer, columnist for the Vancouver Sun, our guest with news from Canada each week on The Record. Thanks, Vaughn.
Bye-bye, Ross.